Welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and as usual, I'm with my lovely co-host, Jessica Park. Welcome, Jessica.
Hey.
I've got to see you twice this week, so that's pretty exciting. So.
That is exciting. It's been a big week. I produced my first show.
I know.
I was on the other side of the desk.
How was that for you? Did that, was it a little scary?
It wasn't, because I knew I had you in my back pocket. Like, if anything... anything happened, I could just call you.
That's what I had you think. I was asleep, so.
Well, it worked. It went great.
Well, awesome. Well, as usual, you brought a bunch of lovely guests with us, and I'm sure they're all great guests also. Who do we have in the studio with us?
We have today Ann Cohen with Perfect Wedding Guide. We have Tish Davis with Elegant Event Sitters, and we're going to start with Lisa Linehan with Chick Singer Night.
All right. Well, Lisa, welcome to the show.
And thank you.
And thank you for coming back. We didn't scare you off, so you're here a second time.
Happy to be here.
Well, Lisa, tell us a little bit about your company and what it does.
Absolutely. Well, Chick Singer Night is a nonprofit that was started 25 years ago with the premise of helping female musicians have an audience and a voice and an amazing band. And I first performed with Chick Singer Night about 11 years ago in Hollywood, and it really changed my life. I got spoiled by the whole experience, and now I'm running Chick Singer Night shows in Atlanta.
Okay, how does that work? Do you have your own place, or do you find different venues?
The venue is usually locked in by city, and Atlanta's venue of choice is the Hard Rock Cafe downtown.
Ooh, very
awesome.
Nice.
It's amazing. It's the Velvet Underground room right next to the restaurant. It's a perfect stage, amazing lighting. It's a real treat as an artist to be in that room and to perform on that stage.
Definitely. I'd be super excited to go there and perform.
Yeah.
So how did you get into a job like this? Did you want to do this when you were a kid?
Well, I always wanted to sing from the time I was a little girl, and I did pretty much everywhere I went and in any way possible. But it was never really a career path for me. And now I think I'm sort of lucky because it's definitely an avocation and a passion. It's not my day job. This is definitely a labor of love and something that I absolutely find my bliss when I'm doing. So it's, I guess it's just an offshoot of my heart and my desire to be part of the music world and to help other people kind of achieve their dreams and realize their passions.
Well, I absolutely love that. That's a great story. I like to sing in the shower, and I'm not good at it that good either.
I
think I'm a professional. But you took something you're passionate about, and you weren't good enough to be a professional singer, but you're like, I'm still going to use my passion, and I'm going to help people, and I'm going to do what I love, and that's amazing.
Well, one correction to that is I think I was definitely good enough to be professional, but I really didn't want to have periods of starvation.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And the other really tough part about being a working musician is you're always working on evenings and weekends, and I found it to be tough. So my hat goes off to people who really dedicate their careers to it. I also followed a business path when I was in school, and who knows? You know, in another life, maybe I'll be a wandering street musician. That doesn't sound that horrible. But I will say that it takes a lot of dedication to pursue a career in music, and I feel like my chance to help other artists is really through this Chick Singer Night.
Well, once you make your millions, then you can retire and go be a starving artist.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I do have a bit of a goal to have a recording studio at some point. So
definitely.
Cool.
We'll see.
I went through a similar experience with my film degree and just the hardships you have to go through to be a filmmaker. It's just tough. So mm-hmm. I decided I was gonna do radio and learn about business also. So
nice.
So how'd you get involved with Chick Singer Night?
Well, about 11 years ago, I was actually working in finance in downtown LA, and I just had a real itch to perform and to write my own music. And I enrolled in a program in Hollywood, the Musicians Institute. And I got really involved with the Grammys in LA. And I met the founder, Lori Meyer, at a music mentoring event. And it was really amazing how planting that seed so many years prior led to the ability to launch Chick Singer Night in Dallas. I was actually at my desk refreshing my inbox when this message came in saying, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Chick Singer Night. Paula Cole is headlining. And I got really excited. I replied right away. And I said, Lori, remember me? I sang in Hollywood. And I think this is absolutely incredible. Can I bring Chick Singer Night to Dallas? And she said, I would love it. I really think Texas is a great place for us. And that was about 5 years ago. And so I started shows at the House of Blues in Dallas and Houston, and now at the Hard Rock here in Atlanta, and it's really amazing. But I think something I learned from that is the importance of really planting those seeds and not being afraid to go out and cultivate new relationships and talk to people about your heart's desire, because you just never know when something can come together. And it's not always immediate gratification from that effort, but it pays off in the long run.
Well, I'm sure that you're so passionate about it that definitely helps you grow that business.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I encourage everyone to check out chicksingernight.com. We have our next show October 19th at the Hard Rock. It's a 25th anniversary celebration. We're going to have 12 artists. Angela Rayne is headlining. She was Georgia Music Awards Best Country Artist of the Year and has been opening for Billy Currington, which is pretty amazing. And we've got so many other great, talented artists that are taking part in the show. Dreamfly Productions is sponsoring. It's based in Dallas. And one of their talented artists, Ariana De La Vega, will be there. She's been recording in Nashville. It's just such a fun event and a rotation of singers, so there's something for everybody. And it's kind of like a variety show.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of my friends actually did that with you guys. I think Hope Sonam. I don't know if you know her. But
I don't know.
Okay. But how do people get involved in this? How do you make the cut and get in touch and get to be on that stage?
That's a great question. The show is open to all female artists, all genres of music. And the best way to sign up is to go to chicksingernight.com, and you'll see a link to email me. So you can definitely reach out, and it, like I said, it really is meant to be inclusive. It's open to artists who really have that passion and drive, and I would just suggest kind of checking out Facebook. We've got a Chick Singer Night Atlanta page, and looking at our website and not hesitating to reach out to me.
Okay. What's the benefit of people actually joining and doing it? How does it help them?
Well, I think the biggest benefit is the cross-marketing that occurs with multiple audiences. Mm-hmm. So if you figure we've got 12 artists on one stage in one night, plus four house musicians who are incredible, all of those individuals' friends and families will be showing up. And that's the power of it to me. Is as an individual, it can be hard to get friends and family to come out at the same place and time. You know, everybody's so busy. But with that many artists on one stage, there's just exponential marketing that comes from sharing the audience. And mm-hmm. to me, there's a lot of power in that. And then I do a lot of tagging on Facebook so that our artists get to know each other and that their likes on their pages will actually see new amazing pages that they can like as well. And I think that's really powerful.
Definitely. Well, it's really easy to get people to come out to the Hard Rock. Everyone knows about the Hard Rock.
Yeah, and the tickets are, I think, relatively cheap. It's $8 at ticketalternative.com, $10 at the door. You can't beat it. These guys in this band are top notch, and the singers are so, so good. And I feel like sometimes we get sucked into these huge arena shows, and we're paying, you know, $100 or more for not the best seat. And you can come for $10 and be at the Hard Rock with no bad seat in the house, witnessing all this incredible talent right at your fingertips. You don't need to zoom your camera phone. I mean, you're there live witnessing some really, really cool stuff.
I think I know what my next date night's going to be.
October 19th. It's a Saturday, so not a school night.
Definitely. So what do you guys need more? Do you need more artists? Do you need more exposure? What are you guys looking to do to grow your brand?
I think both. I think the more artists who get involved, the better. I think the more people who show up to the show, the better, because then we get word of mouth about it. I also think we need more promotion venues. This is an amazing opportunity to be on your show today. In the past, I've really relied a lot on Facebook and Twitter, and I think those social media tools are great. But the more we can get mobilization around people who know people mm-hmm. in alternate forms of media, the better. So I think we need help on multiple fronts.
Have you ever heard of Steve's Live Music in Sandy Springs?
I have, but I haven't been there yet.
Okay, well, I was interviewing him yesterday on one of our shows, so I can connect you with him if you want.
That would be amazing.
Okay, awesome. So how do you vet these people? I have to imagine you have more artists than you can really handle at one time, and it's hard to turn people down or say, well, this person's really good, but these people work well together.
That's a great question. I have to say that I have never turned anybody away. If anything, I may have provided some constructive feedback about how to improve. But if a woman wants to sing, and by the way, if a man wants to, that's okay too. If he's man enough to get up on our stage, then
do I have to wear a wig? Or
no, you can be a dude. But I think that for me, it's a matter of evaluating some form of music, whether it's a video clip, an MP3, a website. The more that I can witness, the better I can really assess the singer. There's been so much talent in Atlanta that I've been really positively overwhelmed. But again, you know, sending me some sort of web clip seems to be a really easy way for me to hear almost immediately what that person brings.
So you don't have to audition if you already have previous.
Yeah, stuff online totally works. I mean, we're all busy. I'd rather evaluate it through an email if I can. And I have actually held some open auditions in the past, too, so that's a possibility.
Okay, well, what advice would you give to any up-and-coming band, any someone that's passionate about music, what they need to do to make a career out of it?
The advice I would give is to get out there as much as possible, to hone your craft. If you need help with songwriting, vocals, your instrument, whatever it is, take lessons. You can take classes at a community college. You don't have to pay for private lessons, but become the best musician you can be. Don't give up. Don't look for a quick fix. Really, just practice is the best teacher. And the classroom for a musician is the stage. So don't get too bogged down in theory or isolation or studying. Really get out there and figure out who you are, and don't be afraid to be that person. Because I think the most successful artists are really in tune with who they are, and they're not trying to be anybody else.
Well, I would consider any artist that can make a living out of just doing music is a success. So
absolutely.
So what's your how do people reach out to you, get in contact? I think you gave it once.
But. Right. So at chicksingernight.com, you can go to the Atlanta page, and there's a link to my email address there. And that's the best way to reach out. You can also go to Chick Singer Night Atlanta on Facebook, and I'm all over that page as well.
And have you guys already booked all your artists for this upcoming event?
We're fully booked for October 19th, but I'm definitely taking submissions for future shows.
Okay, and how early would people have to submit to make it?
The earlier the better. Right, exactly. So right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on. How about hanging out with us while we visit with our next guest?
Sounds awesome. Thank you, guys.
Right. Well, next up on Meeting Pros, we have Tish Davis with Elegant Event Sisters, Inc. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your company. I love the name.
Thanks. We are a special event child care service, and what that means is that we provide child care for weddings, corporate events, meetings, hotels, and anybody who wants to have an adult-only event.
Okay, so that's huge. You cut out the cost of the babysitter, which is a big thing. People don't like to live their kids or have to hire a babysitter, so they can't stay out and have a good time. So you guys basically go to the events, and you manage the children while they're having the events?
Yes, that's correct. We set up care in a separate room, games, toys, crafts, music, and just a lot of other stuff. And we just have a party for the kids.
That is absolutely amazing. I've never heard of anything. My mom's a nanny. She runs her own nanny business, but that is genius.
Thank you.
So how do you get the word out about people knowing this?
Well, actually, my best source is planners, because a lot of times brides think that they don't need sitter service. And it's usually that we get a lot of calls from brides at the last minute. They said no kids. Their family members can't come because they do have kids.
And they want their family members
there. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So how did you come up with this idea? This is absolutely genius.
Oh, my God. It's not my idea.
It's not your idea. I'm trying to give you credit, but I'm trying to help you out. So.
Sure it is, Tish.
So it's not my idea. Actually, I used to have a business partner, and she saw another company up north that was doing the same thing. And so she suggested to me a few years ago, and so we started in 2005.
Okay.
When I do events and I see you there, it's so nice. You just know that things are going to go smoother, that the kids are all going to be looked after. It's nice.
Thank you.
So I haven't heard of many companies like this. Are there other – do you have a lot of competition in Atlanta? Or
I used to not for the first 5 years, and then over the last 3 years, I've gotten 6 new competitors in the Atlanta area.
Oh, man. It's like those taco stands that pop up everywhere.
But I do work nationwide, and some places that we work, I don't go up against anybody.
Well, what sets you apart? Definitely the experience and being there longer than anybody, but what else?
Well, a lot of companies provide multiple services, like in-home nannies, housekeeping, in-home babysitting, and things like that. And so our company only focuses on events and hotel care, and that's all we do, and we don't do anything else.
Okay, so you're definitely specialized. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys need more of? Do you need more people working to watch the kids? Do you need more kids, or are you guys pretty busy right now and you guys are perfect?
I wish. No, we need more clients and always need more sitters.
How do you vet your sitters? I know that they go through a whole training process.
Right. So the sitters have to be first aid CPR certified.
Okay.
A lot of them already have the certification before coming to us because a lot of times they're teachers or they work in daycare or they work in some kind of healthcare profession already. And we do a background check on them. And then we have a little bit of training for child abuse and neglect, recognizing signs of that.
Okay.
Just because we don't see the kids very long, maybe like 4 to 6 hours. And so sometimes there's some things that we need to be able to pick up pretty quickly.
Wow, you wouldn't even think about that would be part of the service, but you guys are looking out for the kids come first.
Well, yeah, definitely. And we had an infant with a broken leg that was in with us before, and we didn't know about it. So that was when we started adding that in.
Okay, definitely. So is there anything the parents have to fill out before they drop off the kids? How does that process work?
Yes. On the website, there is a link for each event. And so the parents come in, and they register the kids online. And we collect any information like the gender, allergies, any special instructions or special needs. And then when they get to the event, we have another form for them to fill out, and they leave us their cell phone number where we can reach them in case of an emergency.
Okay, and then they can all go out, have a good time, peace of mind, all of that.
Yep, and usually we're in the same venue, so they just pop over a few times a night to make sure everything's good.
Awesome. Well, I love that. This also seems like a great opportunity, and stop me if I'm wrong, for you said you have a lot of teachers and stuff. This is a great extra income because our teachers definitely don't get paid enough. So.
Right, definitely. I love teachers. They are my best sitters, and they usually work with us like weekends.
All right. Well, walk me through the process. If I was a little kid, what kind of games and everything do you play? Yeah, how does that work?
Well, it depends. Everything is based on the age group. And so we do like a lot of board games like Candyland.
Oh, I love Candyland.
Chutes and Ladders. And then for older kids, we have stuff like Monopoly, Battleship, and, you know, things like that. And then we also have crafts. We do 2 to 3 crafts per night per child. And again, they're based on their age level. One of the things that's most popular for us for the girls is making tutus. And for the boys is superhero capes.
That is awesome. Nice. Superhero capes. I bet they love that.
Yeah, so those are our two most popular. They're more time consuming, so I try to let the older kids do that because they have a longer attention span.
Definitely. So what kind of space requirements do you need to operate this kind of sitting in? How many teachers or sitters do you need per kid? What's that ratio?
The ratios are for infants, it's 1 adult to 2 kids, and for older kids, 3 and up, it's 1 adult to 3 kids.
Okay.
And so typically, like, a nice-sized meeting room would work, like at a hotel, but sometimes we have people that put us, like, in a hospitality suite at a hotel. So we can make it work. It's just sometimes we can bring in more stuff if we have more space.
All right. Well, what kind of events really need this kind of thing? I would think any kind of event.
But I think everybody needs us.
Yeah. And I think so, too.
I would agree with that also.
And so 90% of the business is weddings. And then we do a fair amount of military business, and we also do a lot of corporate events like Christmas parties and things like that.
Okay. Well, Jessica, you've seen her, Tish, at different events, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do people react when they have this service? Are they ecstatic about it, or what's the
I mean, it allows the parents to have the freedom to enjoy the event without stressing about their kids' care, you know, and they don't want to have the child that's running crazy through the wedding. They would rather Tish handled it.
And also, do the people that are providing the event, like the wedding, do they pay for your services, right? So is it any cost to the people coming there?
Usually no. Usually the host pays for the service, and they give us a limit on how many kids they want to pay for. And then sometimes we have people that want a sitter for their hotel room. And if that's the case, then the parents pay for that themselves.
Okay, all right. So it's sort of like an open bar thing. Pay for it. We'll take all your kids up to a certain point.
Yeah.
So are you guys looking to grow at all into different markets? Or what are you guys really –
yes.
What's next?
We're currently in 18 states right now. And so always looking to expand. So we definitely want to be have more visibility in the U.S. and eventually expand internationally.
Okay.
Excellent.
Definitely.
I can definitely see a need for it. It's definitely a niche service, but you provide the service. I mean, I can't even imagine going in events, Elegant Event Sitters being there and you not personally being there because you're so involved.
I know. And sometimes I used to be at everything, but now with being nationwide, it's really hard.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But in Atlanta, I love seeing you there.
Yes. I'm always here.
Well, I'm sure you've put in some kind of document translating your skills so other people can try to emulate you, even though it might be impossible.
It is impossible. I am that awesome.
So earlier in the show, you mentioned these people that are having adult-only events. And if they want to have an adult-only event, do they place the child in a different area, you guys, away from the event? Or?
Mm-hmm. We have clients that don't want to see the kids at all. They don't want to know that they're in the building.
Horrible people.
No, they're not.
No, I'm just kidding.
So they don't want to even see them. That. So they put us in a separate room. We let the parents know via our website where we're going to be located. They come in. They bring the kids into us before they go to the event. So they get the kids signed in, and then they go to the event.
Okay, well, here's a big question. How has social media impacted your business and this new kind of technology?
Oh, my God, it's amazing. I couldn't have grown without it. I have grown my business nationwide, like, on social media. That is 95% of my marketing.
All right. Well, I'm going to give my free tip of the show, and you might think this is just stupid, or you might be like, all right, I'm going to use
Nothing is stupid.
But how about carrying, like, a laptop that hooks up to the internet and have, like, a webcam so the parents can check in on their kids just through the webcam and see what's going on while they're...
That is a good idea. I need to find out more about that, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
What do you do at a wedding when the bridal party, like the flower girl and the ring boy, they're little kids. You don't really want to make them kind of be separate from the event necessarily. I mean, I know that – I don't know how you would work with that dynamic.
Well, normally what happens is the kids, like the flower girl or the ring bearer, they stay with the group until it's – after they make the when they announce the wedding party, and then they bring them in with us.
Yeah.
And so that's usually what happens.
Okay.
Do you ever have
they'd
this?
Be like, but I want to be part of the party. Like,
exactly.
I'm wearing this suit. Come on.
If I was the ring bearer and I was a little kid and I got brought into afterwards, I'd have a little bit of an ego. I'm like, yeah, I was there. It's cool.
No, sometimes they do. Sometimes the girls come in and they have like their stuff on and they're like, I was a flower girl, and then
the no big deal.
No big deal.
I got an extra juice box. What do you got?
Yeah.
So how do people reach out and contact you? This is awesome. Everyone needs your service.
Thank you. Well, the easiest way to find us is online. Our website is elegantevents.com, and then we also are on Twitter at Event Sitters, and they can find us on Facebook also. And then on my website, there's links to our social sites, and then they can also find us on our blog. I update sometimes every week, and that's partyinpeace.com.
Okay, that sounds great.
Everybody wants to party in peace.
Exactly.
They do. I love this idea, Jessica. This is genius. I don't know why anyone hadn't thought about it.
I know. I'm like, I'm going to need this.
You're going to need parties
very soon. You might just hire us so you can work and then offer to support.
I'll have events and have you take care of the children.
I wish I'd known you last November when I got married.
Me too.
Yes, I know.
So last and not least, we have Ann Cohen. She came back. I don't know why. We didn't scare her off. So she came back for a second time with the Perfect Wedding Guide. Ann, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So what's new?
A lot of things are new. Perfect Wedding Guide is... we are busy, busy, busy. We have a bridal show coming up this Sunday at the Marriott in Buckhead, the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. So that is Sunday from 12 to 4, but beginning at 11, we will actually open up a Filene's Basement style running of the brides. But
oh, that is really cool.
But oh, man.
That's my stepmother's favorite place, one of them.
Is it really?
Does, yeah.
Well, Sweet Elegance Indicator is graciously hosting the gown sale, and they will be selling their gowns, which are many of them are couture gowns. They're exquisite, and they will be sold at or below cost. So it's...
That'll get them out there.
Yeah, it will be a little bit crazy, but so that will start at 11 before the rest of the show opens. We have Brides Against Breast Cancer coming up in October that we're the exclusive media sponsors of, and we are our CEO Tammy Elliott will be speaking at Wedding Marketing Expo, which is also here in October, and then we have another bridal show in February at the Lowe's Hotel in Midtown on February 16th.
All right. Well, if my girlfriend's listening, she loves couture fashion, so she's probably going to try to drag me to that.
She should.
I'm impressed you had all of that just in the memory bank. It's like...
our brains work quickly.
Yes.
We've got a lot going on. So
for our listeners that didn't tune into the last show, which I don't know why they wouldn't have, tell us a little bit, just a brief bit about the Perfect Wedding Guide and what it is and what you guys do.
So the Perfect Wedding Guide is a multi-platform media company in the industry. And our sole focus, everything we do, answers the question of connecting businesses to brides. So we have a book that we publish 3 times a year that goes to over 400 targeted distribution points in the city. We have a whole digital platform with online profiles. We have a bridal leads and comprehensive email marketing program. We produce networking events every other month, and we produce bridal shows. And each platform is about connecting the business to brides.
Okay. What benefit does the business get connected to you? Except for the obvious, the exposure, definitely. But.
Right. So, we have local support. So that's something huge in the wedding industry. While we're made up a lot of larger hotels and venues, the vast majority of the industry is made up of small business owners. So we kind of serve as the marketing consultant or the marketing department for all of the smaller business owners, and are able to work with them on strategy and really helping to identify their business objectives, what helps make them specific to what they're doing, as mm-hmm. opposed to, you know, if you're in a line of photographers, you got to figure out how to differentiate. So yeah, we definitely work with people on figuring out how to differentiate exactly what they do, and then utilizing the Perfect Wedding Guide platforms as vehicles to get the word out.
Well, awesome. If you give someone their stamp of approval too, it makes it easy for me to flip through the guide and be like, all right, well, they're saying this is a good photographer, this is the one I should go reach out for, because they'll be good.
Absolutely. And the guide is amazing, because it's really the only thing like it in the industry. I was a recent bride. Most of the magazines in the wedding industry, really, they're beautiful. They operate like a fashion magazine. The Perfect Wedding Guide is really meant to be a resource tool for brides. It's a 5x5 book. They can keep it in their purse. It's categorized by color, so it's very easy to flip to. Each page for a vendor has a QR code mm-hmm. driving people directly to their website. So with print being such a prevalent part of the wedding industry, it's still in the top three ways. Local bridal publications are in the top three ways that brides find vendors. It's helpful when you've got something as opposed to a traditional branding ad that's got some text in there and can speak to the bride a little more directly and take them directly from there to the company website or their online profiles.
Definitely. Well, you've been through this whole process and you've used these resources, so you really know that how helpful they are.
I do. And I've doled them out to lots of other brides along the way. One of the things that we do, in addition to producing our own shows, is we partner with between 20 and 30 shows across the metro Atlanta area throughout the year. And we personally work them. So every time we're talking to brides, we're almost like a preliminary planner. We say to a bride, you know, what types of vendors are you still looking for? And then I can turn based on the size wedding they might be thinking of, if they're indoor or outdoor, what time of year they want to get married, and the types of details we can get by having that first conversation with the bride. I can turn to in the book and circle and write things down and call.
It's a custom guide now.
Exactly. Call Crimson Shutter for outdoor photography.
We've had them on, haven't we?
You have.
Yeah. See, I know that. I know my guess.
So it really enables us to do exactly what Perfect Wedding Guide is set up to do, which is connect the business to brides.
You're a connector. You're good at that, too.
Thank you very
much. Outside of the wedding industry, you're a good connector.
Well, she's very passionate, you can tell.
I am. My dad once told me you can't buy passion, so, and you can't teach it. But
that is so true.
Luckily, it's part of my genetics.
So what can brides expect from your bridal shows?
What brides can expect from the Perfect Wedding Guide bridal show, in addition to having, it's like a one-stop shop. Bridal shows are overwhelming for brides. Oftentimes, they haven't been to a bridal show before. Yeah. They don't totally know what to expect when they get there, and they walk in and here are all these vendors and everyone's excited to talk to them, and they're like, oh God, I just got engaged a week ago. I don't know anything. So what the Perfect Wedding Guide show can do is it really enables a bride to have a almost their quality. It's a lot more focused than Google, for example. So they've got a focused group of vendors across all the categories that they need that are different enough from one another that they'll be able to get that in a one-on-one conversation mm-hmm. with them. When they walk in, they have the opportunity to speak to these different vendors, to ask some of the questions that are going on in their head, to book appointments, and to get a – if you – you know, if you're looking at your marketing strategy, I guess, as an overall, you've got your online piece, you've got your print piece, and this allows you to have your on-site piece,
definitely.
If you will, and really allows the bride a chance to connect and to meet the vendors that could potentially help make the day she's been dreaming of for a while a reality.
Well, that face-to-face is really important. I don't think people realize that, but not every photographer, not every person works with another person.
Right, exactly. And so they get the face-to-face time. Some of the other great things going on at the Perfect Wedding Guide show is, again, the gown sale with Sweet Elegance that I mentioned before. We've got all different honeymoon giveaways. Every vendor gives away some sort of door prize, so there's opportunities to win free engagement sessions or things for your bachelorette party or your bachelor party, for that matter. The Marriott Buckhead actually has a room in the lobby that is pigskin. If you're part of the SEC, you know what that means. So the walls are pigskin, and they'll be setting up kind of a groom's lounge. Football will be on. It is the fall. It is a Sunday. We know what that means in Atlanta.
Is that in your marketing? Because they would want to know that before they got in the car.
Well, share with your brides that the grooms don't have to be bored once they're there.
You don't have to miss the game to make it there.
Exactly. And we have... for example, Lighthouse Cocktails is a woman named Carmelita, and she really can set up your whole bar service for a major event. She can do the signature cocktails. She can do anything from taking your fresh ingredients out of your garden and making something up for you to just handling all of your typical bar service that you would need. That's the type of experience that you can have when you're there. You can meet Carmelita. You can talk to her about the types of cocktails. You can understand a little bit more about what it means to have something other than just somebody pouring drinks.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's very important. Having good bartenders and all that really does make a great experience. Also, guys, listen to this. Another reason for you guys to go. It's a one-stop shop. It makes your life so much simpler than having to go to a bunch of different appointments and check out different kinds of photographers and all of that. One-stop shop, and then you can really limit the time you have to spend planning the event.
We'll have an area called Vendor Row, which is made up kind of these experience rooms. You could walk into one room, and TEP Catering will be there, and you can... they'll have a full table set up so you can see what it would be like if they were catering your event. You could walk into the Oglethorpe room, and the Marriott Buckhead will have kind of a mock reception set up there so you can get a feel of what it would be like to work with them. We Rent Atlanta will be in another room with Chuck Milne Floral Design, and you'll get an idea of what it's like to have Chuck doing your design or We Rent supplying your tables or your specialized chairs or what have you. So there's a tablescape competition to give you some different ideas in that regard. There'll be ice sculptures. You know, some other shows in the area focus a lot on design trends. This one is really about connecting the business to the bride.
Okay, definitely. Well, let's talk about the event professionals for a little bit. Why they exactly need to join this show? I mean, I would think it would make them more legitimate if they're part of your bridal show.
Absolutely. A bridal show is a great way to gain quick credibility. It's also a piece of the full comprehensive package that we can offer with Perfect Wedding Guide. Having five different platforms all under one umbrella with one point person, you're really able to work more closely as opposed to having, you know, a rep with your digital platform and mm-hmm. a rep in your print platform print platform. Sorry, I stumbled a little.
That's fine. I do it all the time.
The bridal show is a piece of the overall marketing program that we can offer to a vendor, and it's something that we can assist on, for example, in our networking event that we hosted last Thursday at the Malia Hotel. We had a group called Sales Concepts come in and run a workshop on how to be more effective in your conversations with brides at bridal shows, how to set up your booth more effectively, how to be more effective in the follow-up, which is most often where vendors have trouble. They gave a great tip. They said, you know, a lot of times we call once or twice and then maybe follow up with an email, and that's where we cut it off. The truth is, you need to follow up a minimum of 8 times in order to get the call back.
Wow.
Because remember, you're not the bride's top priority, because everybody is her top priority, or the groom's for that matter, or the couple's. So it's really important in order to stay on the radar and not to fall off so quickly to follow up at least 8 times. Now that may be over the course of a month or 2 months, but it's also important to capture the brides when they're shopping for
Definitely.
You. So for a vendor, you, as being a part of the Perfect Wedding Guide bridal show, not only do we have, for the fall show, we should have between 300 and 400 brides that the vendor is going to have a captive audience there. But you also have the opportunity to integrate that into a much bigger picture than just a one-off bridal show.
Definitely. What would you say to the vendors that might be a little scared? Like, let's say Kevin's photography is like, well, Crimson Shutter is going to be there. They're better than me. I'm just starting. They're going to get all my business. I'm just not going to go. I don't want to deal with rejection. What would you say to people like that?
I would say to somebody who's scared.
What would you really say, Anne?
Stop being scared. No. Yeah. I mean, fear can be paralyzing, but it's important if you are in the business of growing your business and you want to be somebody to succeed amongst a highly competitive market, being counterintuitive is really helpful. So yeah. If your intuition is to be really afraid, I would try to kick that to the curb and remind yourself why you got into the business in the first place. Do you love to shoot weddings? Do you like the historical aspect of documenting a major life event? Is it about connecting with different types of families? Is it the artistry behind it? What about the industry motivated you to get involved in the first place? And then in setting up a booth, I think for such a creative industry, people forget that they don't have to be behind a 6-foot table. If you don't want a 6-foot table there and you want to bring in some couches and set up a coffee table to create a very warm type of atmosphere.
Or
a radio show, because that's the way that you most easily interact with people, set up that environment.
Okay.
You don't have to have the 6-foot banquet table if you don't want it. It's just something that's offered.
Well, mm-hmm. I think any marketing person can tell you this is a competitive advantage being part of this show, because where are you going to be able to get in front of 400 brides? I mean, it's a numbers game. You said it earlier that you get in front of all those people, you're definitely going to get a lot more sales and a lot more exposure than you would just sitting behind your desk or using Google AdWords.
And for example, if you're a wedding planner and you have a list of preferred vendors that you work with, and your bride wants to meet X, Y, or Z, whether it's stuffing their hospitality bags or trying to get they don't have a great idea of what their flavor is and what their taste is yet for their wedding, a bridal show is a perfect place to start to narrow that down and try to determine what style of bride you as the wedding planner are working with. And you can take your bride to the bridal show with them, and you have the opportunity to meet a lot of other vendors as well.
Okay, well, there are a lot of bridal shows out there. How do you guys set yourself apart for the vendors and for the brides? What makes you the best?
I think one of the things that makes us the best, Perfect Wedding Guide is a pioneer in this industry. We've been around for 25 years, long before the internet age. We are the first multi-platform bridal company where again, you can make the bridal show part of your overall bigger picture to achieve your overall objectives for the business. And you can incorporate that in to the whole marketing strategy with your one point person under one umbrella. The other piece about the Perfect Wedding Guide bridal shows is it's as much about the brides as it is about the vendors, because it always comes back to the question, are we connecting businesses to brides? And everything we do is with that motivation behind us. So as opposed to vendors trying to outshine another vendor, it's really about being authentic and true to yourself as a vendor to be able to capture the brides that are best going to fit with your business and that you're best going to fit with the type of bride that matches for you. Some of them are also so enormous that it can be very overwhelming both for the vendor and the bride. And this is a great kind of middle-sized show that's not thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So it's intimate enough that the vendors have an opportunity to really connect with the brides, and large enough that the vendors don't have to feel like each one of them only has one bride to go after.
Definitely. And they have football.
And they have football.
So what's next for the wedding guide? Perfect Wedding Guide.
We are currently working on our fall-winter issue, which is the issue that's out during all of the highest engagement season. Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day is still the largest piece of the year for engagements. It's some ridiculous number, 60-70% or something of engagements happen during that time, and Valentine's Day is still the most popular day for engagements throughout the year. So our February 16th show at the Lowe's Hotel in Midtown is actually one of the only shows in town that's going to be able to capture everyone through Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So that's pretty exciting. But the fall winter book, which we're about a month out from our going to print hardcore deadline, will be out during all of this elevated engagement season. So when this 70% of engagements are happening, this is the book that's going to be on the street for those 4 months in the hands of brides. If you go to the Bloomingdale's registry and you register, you're going to walk out with a Perfect Wedding Guide book. If you walk into Brides by Demetrios on Peachtree, you're going to walk out with a Perfect Wedding Guide book. There are, again, 400 distribution points that will be receiving this book and distributing them that are highly targeted and specific to that middle 80% of brides of the 36,000 weddings that are going to happen in Atlanta this year.
I love that. That's a big number right there.
This is a huge number. That's just proof that there's enough brides to go around.
We
don't need to be all cat and mouse about it, and there's definitely enough.
Exactly. And that's actually it. They slated, I think it was 35,500 weddings in 2013 for Atlanta, and that's Atlanta, Sandy Springs, and Marietta. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't even include
Gwinnett,
Alpharetta,
yeah,
or Gwinnett, or Duluth,
right,
or Stockbridge, or any of the further out surrounding cities. That's just the metro area. So you can imagine that it grows significantly.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. We'll go over the events that you guys are having again.
We've got the bridal show this Sunday. For any vendors that are listening who want to send out some information to their brides, you can send them to atlanta.pwgshows.com, and they can enter the code BRIDE for 2 free tickets. So again, that's atlanta.pwgshows.com, and have your brides enter the code BRIDE for 2 free tickets. We've got the Brides Against Breast Cancer event, which is the second weekend of October. The Wedding Marketing Expo, which is, I think, the third weekend of October. And on November 7th, we'll have Perfect Wedding Guide will be hosting their client appreciation party, which will be at the Westin in Buckhead. And there is, we're actually also partnering with ISIS, which is a large organization in the wedding industry. Atlanta has the third largest chapter here. So we'll be partnering with ISIS for their networking event in November, which is the second Tuesday of November. And then in February, we'll have the other Perfect Wedding Guy bridal show on February 16th.
Great. And any other contact information you want to give us?
Sure. Anyone can email atlanta@pwg.com to get to anyone on my team, myself included. We are always looking to meet more vendors. The more we know, the better off the brides are. Meeting Tish today was a perfect example of that. I'm sure I will have plenty of people calling for your information as well. And again, that's atlanta@pwg.com. Can get to any of us.
I love it. Well, now at your shows, you can say we have football and we'll watch your kids.
So right. That's exactly. Football, bridal show, babysitting. We've got it covered.
You've got to come. No excuses.
No excuses. Exactly.
All right, ladies. Well, great job. Thanks so much for being on.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Jessica, this is the point of the show. I always check in with your Adventurepreneurs group.
Yeah, things are good. We're growing. I know I say that every week, but it is true. Like, mm-hmm. people are, all the professionals that are on there are adding others. And
well, we should get we should get Christoph back on here and get him to provide catering.
Absolutely.
And everyone should get together.
His space should be opening soon.
I know. Yeah. I'm really excited about that.
I will keep everybody posted on that.
Definitely. I'll be going there for lunch. Right. Well, thank you again for everyone for being on. This is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and all our guests today. And Business Radio X saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.